RIT issued a statement that says a number of offensive photos have previously been removed from online versions of RIT's yearbook, but they remain in hard copy versions. Carlos Villegas is a fourth-year business management major at RIT and the vice president of the Alana Collegiate Association, which stands for African, Latin, Asian, and Native American. He says, frankly, he wasn't shocked at the photo, that these mindsets weren't rare back in the 70s when the photo was published, but he wonders how those people have grown over time.
Who knows if they still have these types of mindsets or if they've passed them down to their children? It's scary to think about that these types of people are conducting job interviews. They could be your boss. You know, every other like workday process, it's scary to think about that they hold this type of power.
Christopher Coles graduated from RIT in 2004.
So my initial thoughts looking at that photo is, who are these 10 individuals and where do they currently work?
He wants to know where the action behind the apology is.
So certainly, I mean, there are a lot of, you know, educational symposiums made, and there's a lot of consortiums that are being formed, and we're going to come and talk about this. But I feel like that's reactionary, and that's not preemptive. And that's, again, like I found out that you've been keeping a 40-year secret, and now we want to talk about it.
David Munson, president of RIT, said the photos should have been completely unacceptable back then, and today they condemn them in the strongest possible terms. Caitlin White, WXXI News.